Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and I'm usually along Mike Salmon, but there's no Mike today, so Mike is off this week. Off in Florida. He's got better duty than we do this week. But we are still here in Alpharetta, and I'm here with our producer, Trey Odom. Thank you, Trey. And he's keeping us straight. And we are going to have some great guests today. We are at the Roswell Infinity Studios at North Point Executive Suites. And I want to remind everyone that this show is sponsored by Ferritech. And thanks to Ferritech, we are able to introduce you every week to some great North Fulton business leaders and the work they do. And speaking of Ferritech, they have been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferritech products, so you know we stand behind our quality. For more info, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferratech.com. Now, normally, we're just talking about Ferritech, but we're going to hear actually live about Ferritech today because we're lucky to have two great guests that are employees of Ferritech, Jordan Formby and Mark Tomlinson of Ferritech, Inc. Guys, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks very much.
So tell us about Ferritech. For those that don't know Ferritech, tell us a little bit more about what Ferritech is and what you do.
Yeah, sure. Well, thanks again for having us today. So it's definitely a great honor to be here and on behalf of Business Radio at Radio X. Yeah, Ferritech, it's been around since 1990, based in Norcross, Georgia. We have a simple philosophy. That's to be the best customer service company in Atlanta. We treat our customers with the utmost, integrity. We really value that that service aspect, but we're actually a national supplier for HP toner, other manufactured products, printers, toners, and service. So that's basically our core business model. We do sell and service other manufactured products like Lexmark and Brother, but we really focus on HP and Xerox, since we're an HP authorized dealer for HP and Xerox as well. So
that's great, Mark. So there are a lot of companies like Ferritech around that offer the same products, the same services. But what makes Ferritech unique?
Putting our customers first. I'm a sales rep for the company, so I've been doing this for about 5.5 years. Ferritech actually acquired a company that I worked for before, which was Express Printer Supplies. So we're actually been going through an acquisition since early September. And so that's been definitely not really a challenge, but it's been a work in progress. It's been a smooth transition, and the people at Ferritech have really kind of brought me in as a home, and it's been a wonderful experience, and I look forward to the future. And Jordan obviously makes my life a lot easier, so he does an excellent job at being the marketing coordinator and obviously getting this event organized. So We manufacture our own products, which I think really can separate us from our competitors.
Oh, cool. So you've got a point of comparison then with the way other companies run their operation.
Yes.
And so you've been able to see that. So talk about that merger. I mean, how is that going to help benefit Fairtech customers?
More customer service, more direct interaction, response time, customer service technicians. Because here locally, we're able to provide, when I say service, that's like labor and maintenance. So if somebody's printer is jamming, as simple as a jam or has a paperclip stuck, needs feed rollers, you know, et cetera, we can be on site much more faster than, you know, we would have before. So that's something that I think our customers really appreciate. And that's something that is definitely a need for a lot of businesses out there.
Technology's changing in all industries, but certainly in printers and toners and what have you. Talk about the changes you're seeing in technology and how you stay up to date on behalf of your customers.
The biggest technology lately has been the wireless printing. Everything's gone wireless with phones, copiers, printers. So we work with our vendors really good. Our vendors are great at training, bringing in new technology, training our sales force, how they can go in and to our current customers and new customers and show them how to transition to the new technology. So we always have webinars, vendors coming in, going to events for training. So Maria is a big philosophy of staying up to date and always doing, learning the best that we can do to give our customers the best satisfaction.
Maria, the owner.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Right. And your boss, right?
Yep, my boss.
Yeah, who hopefully is listening. But as I understand Fairtech's customer base, you're dealing with some pretty large customers across multi-states. So there's a pretty, this is not just a matter of buying a copier and, you know, servicing one copier. I mean, you've got an integrated solution that involves multi-locations across, you know, pretty substantial clients, correct?
Yes. Another thing with technology, a new thing is called managed print systems or cost per page. So when a customer buys a printer, they don't have to pay for each individual toner. They're actually paying a monthly fee for how many pages they print. And so when they run out of toner, it's automatically, there's a program on the computer saying, oh, you're at 15% left of toner. They notify us, we ship it out, gets them within 2 days. So that way they don't have to worry about running out of toner mid-print job and have to run it down to a local store to get the toner. They already have it on the shelf and notify when they get it.
Cool. So as a printer, toner, copier, supply company, why is customer service so important? That seems like an obvious question, but let's talk about, though, why that's important.
Retention, you know, repeat business. You know, we're in a recurring revenue industry, so it's very important to maintain we're all really big on relationships, and I feel like that goes such a long way to build a relationship, that foundation, and to have that for many years. Even when, you know, people at a company, I'm actually, you know, dealing with a company right now that I've been doing business with for many years, and the head of IT is actually leaving, found another opportunity. And so they, you know, they want me to come with them when they, you know, go to this, their new opportunity. And so those, you know, things really, really in the grand scheme of things are very big for our business.
That's great. So Fairtech's been around a while and has gotten pretty involved in the community. So talk about some of the community involvement that Fairtech has on its plate.
We're really big with the Gwinnett Chamber, and we actually just recently joined the North Fulton Chamber. So we're always going to events, business events, social events, especially with marketing. It's just good to get your brand out. So to be seen, be heard, to help. Maria is also one of the board directors of the Autism Foundation of Georgia. So just helping out with events, sponsoring, donations, and just, like I said, it's all full circle. You network, go to events, meet people, bring them in. Well, mostly everyone's printing, so if they're in a business or need something, we can definitely get them help.
And we have to say that Fairtech is a sponsor of, everyone here knows that, but North Fulton Business Radio and Gwinnett Business Radio. So you've been a great sponsor of our ability to get the word out on the great work that business leaders do in our community. So thank you for that. So as we wrap it up here, though, talk about the clients that are good for you. I mean, we've got business owners that listen to this show So talk about the clients that are good fits for you.
We small business, one owner businesses up to large. Our bread and butter's medium size. Definitely we work with anyone that's still having to print a lot, even though a lot of people have gone to going green, but you have lawyers, doctors, anything that has to print contracts, large print in or anything like that. Mark would actually know too, like we do large copiers and
right. I mean, I will meet with anybody. So if there's anybody out there listening that has a printer and wants to have a cost-effective way of purchasing their printer supplies and having somebody to rely on to fix their printers, then please let me know. I'd love to meet you and see what I can do to help. In terms of, we're going back to how we're a national, supplier for toner and service and printers, and anybody looking to buy a new printer, desktop, multifunction. We've really kind of gotten really aggressive in the multifunction space. HP and Xerox are very competitive. But so any of those, features that I could help with, I'd love to speak to them. Anybody out there listening, obviously. But in terms of, national, I really kind of go after corporate companies, medium-sized businesses that have multiple locations throughout the country that are looking to minimize their printer spend. So that's really what I try to go in and analyze and see what they're currently doing and what we can do to make a difference.
That's great. Well, we've been talking with Mark Tomlinson and Jordan Formby of Fairtech here on North Fulton Business Radio. But before we let you go, for those that are interested, why don't you give your contact information, how people can be in touch with you?
Yeah. Again, my name is Mark Tomlinson, National Account Executive. My email is Mark, M-A-R-K, at Fairtech, Fairtech.com. My direct number is 404-918-8480. So anybody out there listening, love to meet you and try to help in any way possible.
And your social media is Twitter is Fairtech and Fairtech Inc. Facebook,
yes,
right?
That's okay, correct.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
We got to make sure and get that out there as well.
Right.
Terrific. We've got to make the marketing coordinator, Jordan, happy, right?
That's right. Cannot miss out.
So he's smiling now, so I think he's happy. So good. Well, guys, thanks for being with us. Again, Jordan Formby and Mark Tomlinson from Fairtech. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Terrific. So we are in the Roswell Infinity studio and joined by the breathless Stephen Julian.
Hey, John.
Thanks for being here, Stephen.
Well, some days are better than others. That's all I have to say. But
well,
I appreciate your grace and patience, although, I don't know, your stink eye is a stink eye for radio. So.
Well, we're on radio, so nobody has to worry about my stink eye except for you, right?
Absolutely.
No, we're glad you made it and glad you made it safely.
Absolutely.
So, but you need to tell us about Roswell Infinity.
I am so glad that the first thing I get to do on this show is to tell you about Roswell Infinity, because they are one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment whether you are purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, all of our listeners should visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
And the reason you scurried over here is because you heard we had food.
I did. I heard that.
Otherwise,
otherwise, no matter where I am, I will come running and driving and...
Otherwise, we wouldn't have seen you.
That's right.
So, and thanks to Choices to You, we enjoy Express Burger Mediterranean Grill. Did you know that's what we were having?
I did. No. But all I heard was food, and I'm here.
That's right. Well,
I know my role, John.
Yeah, but you heard it was Choices to You, and that's what you
that's
needed to
all
hear,
I
right?
Needed to hear.
So, choicestoyou.com, they have delivered for us today Express Burger Mediterranean Grill. Everyone needs to know that Express Burger Mediterranean Grill has, we've got some a nice Mediterranean spread and a few burgers, and they are right up North Point Parkway from our studio.
I just want to know how Trey and Mike are going on the smell-o-vision for radio, because you know,
yeah, really,
we'll tell them how it tastes, but boy, if you could get the smells, it's fantastic.
I think Tom Voris would be really happy if we could introduce that, but yeah, but we've got some great food here, and you, our listeners, can enjoy that if you go on choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 and order from Express Burger, Mediterranean Grill, or any of the other choices they have, right?
I was going to say, it's more than one choice, although Express Burger, Mediterranean Grill is a great choice from Choices to You, but there are others.
If there's a pause during our broadcast, you'll know we're chewing on Express Burger and Mediterranean Grill, but you know, they've got a great Twitter handle. It's called More Choices. That's says it all right there.
Absolutely. Choices to You. And now everybody knows where I've been for the first few minutes of the show. I was enjoying Express Burgers.
That's right. Hopefully you left something for the rest of us, Stephen.
We'll see.
We'll see. So you are listening to North Fulton Business Radio, and we are now going to welcome Ned Linhart, and Ned is with Interstate Tax Strategies. Ned, aren't you glad to be with us?
I'm glad to be here, John.
I had to. After all that, we're glad to have you. So thank you for being with us. So here's the hard question. Talk about what Interstate Tax Strategies is all about.
Interstate Tax Strategies is a firm, a CPA firm that specializes in multi-state sales and use tax consulting. We work with companies who most likely have operations in multiple states that could be customers, facilities, activities, something that takes them outside of their home state, and that home state could be anywhere. Also work with a lot of companies that maybe are not multi-state, but they have accomplished something in one state and are now wondering if there are sales tax problems with what they're doing in just one state. That could be Georgia or Florida or wherever. And so the common denominator is probably more about the type of tax, which is sales and use tax.
Talk a little bit, Ned, about the most common problems that you deal with the clients that you have.
There are a lot of problems. One of the, you know, we talk about multi-state businesses, and a lot of businesses, quite frankly, may not even realize they're a multi-state business. And for tax purposes, that means something different than it may mean for payroll tax or other types of tax things. So particularly now in the world of e-commerce, remote commerce, there are a lot of businesses who may think that they really only have an activity or a presence in one state, when in fact they may have a presence or an activity in multiple states. And the states want sales tax revenue. Sales tax revenue is about 50% of total state revenue. When it's short, the states want it, and they love to find businesses who should be in compliance but are not. And that gives them an opportunity to go back, to audit, to assess back tax, interest, penalties, and basically make life miserable for those businesses.
Ned, I wonder if sometimes some small business owners get caught thinking, you know, sales tax, it just doesn't sound like it would be that challenging. Why are businesses having such a problem with sales tax?
Well, it isn't that hard if you sort of know what the rules are and follow them. But you have 45 states with sales tax. There are five states that don't. And with that comes 45 different sets of rules. And then within those rules, you have different interpretations, and the courts have been active and regulations come out. Sometimes businesses just don't ask the question. There are a lot of businesses here in Georgia that I've worked with that simply just assume that what they do is not taxable, when in fact it is taxable. For the Department of Revenue just issued a ruling where a company offered tours of historical homes, and the company didn't realize that that's actually a taxable service in the state of Georgia, because Georgia taxes admissions fees to places of amusement and entertainment. So here is a business that said, hey, we're providing a service. It's not taxable. We have nothing to worry about. And in fact, there was something they had to worry about, but they never asked the question.
So let's stay on that the topic. So that particular company, or any company, when they get contacted by the state about a sales issue, what should they do at that point? And then I'll also let you answer it by saying, before you get contacted by a state, if you have any fears or questions. So you can take those as two different things if you want.
Well, if you are contacted, and that contact can take the form of any number of things, the states will, particularly a non, you know, if you're registered in the state, you're likely to be, you know, receive an audit notice or a deficiency notice. If you're not registered in the state, then you will receive what's often called a nexus questionnaire or a business activity questionnaire. The first thing you should do is take that seriously. They're not sending it to you out of a courtesy or out of curiosity.
It's not a sales letter, is what you're saying.
No, they and honestly, they probably know a lot more about your business than you think they know. One, because they found you for one thing, so they do know who you are and how to get in contact with you. So one, take it seriously. But then on it, you know, and this is, you know, certainly self-serving, but get help, whether it's from an attorney, a CPA, somebody who has some expertise in this. Failure to accurately complete the questionnaires or answer those questions appropriately can be devastating. If you are contacted for an audit, then, you know, you may have a day, not a day, but you may have a few days, a week to plan for it. Businesses almost have to have the mindset that I am going to be audited at some point in time, and I have to just plan my business as if that's going to happen next week.
We are talking with Ned Linhart from Interstate Tax Strategies and here on North Fulton Business Radio. So, Ned, I take it that the fact that most sales tax collections are monthly by most jurisdictions makes that a pretty... Governments are looking to get their revenue in as quickly as possible. So that makes this high on their radar screen, right? I mean, that's the rationale for this being important to states and local jurisdictions.
Well, that's right. I mean, it is collected. I mean, Georgia collects about $25 to $30 million a month in sales tax. And actually, Georgia is in pretty great shape. But there are a lot of states that are broke. New York is running a $1.9 billion deficit. And so they're looking for money. And so that money is going to come primarily from out-of-state businesses who should be collecting New York tax. They are not. They're going to find those businesses and assess them. So my business does not involve return preparation. My business is about consulting. It's planning, preventing problems, resolving problems. And, you know, that can take a variety of things, but to look like a lot of different things.
This might, Ned, this might be a very unfair question, so please feel free to put me in my place if you'd like to. A lot of people do.
Please do, Ned. But
John is really hoping. He's still giving me that stink eye. So you mentioned New York, and you mentioned a state that's got a shortfall, and they're looking to find out-of-state companies. I love the way you said that. So what jurisdiction do other states have over a Georgia company for sales tax? What's the basis of those laws? And just kind of take it to the basic level for
okay.
our listeners.
Well, that's a very fair question because I get asked that a lot. So
take that, John.
if you are doing business in the state of New York, that New York has jurisdiction, just the fact that you're doing something there. So if for some reason you're audited by New York, and the New York Department of Revenue comes up with some sort of an assessment. They send you a bill. You fail to pay the bill. They have the ability to contact the Georgia Attorney General's office and request that the Attorney General in the state of Georgia come in and seize your bank account, put a lien on your property. Officers who are liable, there's corporate officer liability, there's successor liability. So the states don't roll over and play dead simply because a taxpayer just decides they just don't think that they have jurisdiction.
Imagine that. State governments, they still come after you.
And they talk to one another. They cooperate. They share information. It's big business. So, there are auditors in the state of Georgia every week from another state doing business and looking for money.
So don't think that just because that letter came from New York or Alaska or wherever that you're it's so far away, they'll forget all about me.
That's right? Exactly right.
Okay. So talk about the services you provide, how you can help the companies with what you do.
Well, as I said, I don't do tax return. I don't do sales and use tax return preparation. But most of my work involves with helping companies determine where they have a tax responsibility, what that responsibility is given the industry. So a retailer is going to have a different industry or a different responsibility than a contractor, technology company, software as a service, professional services, recreation, entertainment. It's really just depending upon where are we doing business? What's our revenues? What is taxable? How do we invoice them? Sometimes companies are doing things correctly and then they invoice incorrectly and that creates a problem. The states are looking for any type of weakness in your process to come in and make life miserable for you and collect back tax, interest, and penalties. I work with a lot of other CPAs. I work with attorneys. I work with people who don't do this full time. I've been doing this for 30 years. It's all I do. You develop a niche and an expertise that can be leveraged out to other clients.
Yeah. So let's make that clear for folks. So you actually, you're a CPA, but a lot of CPAs don't focus on sales tax. So you actually do work for other CPAs that have a broader practice in terms of what they do, but need your particular expertise in sales tax.
That's correct. And it's a great relationship. Since I don't do anything they do, there's really no competitiveness. It helps them serve their clients. And so, you know, for CPAs who are listening, who are out there, I've got a whole section of my website really devoted to how I work with CPAs, the benefit to their clients, because their clients, if a tax question comes up, the first person they're going to call is going to be, you know, the CPA or whoever's sort of responsible for taxes. That person needs to either be able to say, I've got the answer, or I know someplace I can get the answer, and I'm simply a phone call or an email away.
And Ned, I want to go back to an earlier question about that. Do most of the people come to your services? Is it the business owners coming, or is it mostly the CPAs who go, ooh, this would be a good resource to have?
It's a pretty good combination. And unfortunately, I sort of classify myself a little bit in the bomb disposal business, because by the time a problem is given to me, it's probably about ready to explode. And so you kind of have to know how to assess the type of bomb it is, how to defuse it, how to buy more time, how to figure out really what it is that's going on. And just because the state says you owe X amount of dollars doesn't mean that you actually owe that amount. So part of it is about understanding all of those things. But it can come from any number of sources.
And you said 30 years in the business. I think it's great that you started at the age of 15. You said that 45 states do have sales tax. You've done projects in all 45 states, I assume?
Yeah, it's that's right. I think.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd call that expertise. What about you, John?
I think that's expertise. Yeah. That makes sense to me. Talk, though, a little bit about maybe the preventative work. I mean, you talked about the bomb going off, but you're able to, and everything's strewn across the business, but you really help businesses assess what their potential risks are and, you know, maybe lead off a potential problem, right?
Right. And that's the best time. I mean, people oftentimes don't wake up in the middle of the night and wonder if they've got a problem with this. It's generally, if nobody's bothering me, things must be moving along well, and then all of a sudden a letter comes in and something, and then you just don't have the time. So as whether it's your business owner, sometimes you just have to kind of say, hey, you know, we've never looked at this before. Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? You know, we've got customers all across the country. Do we have a responsibility? And what is that responsibility? If CPAs, they say, you know, we're filing tax returns for clients across all of these states, we don't really know what they're doing with sales and use tax, but yet they assume that we know what they're doing because we're filing returns for them. And so a lot of this is just about a miscommunication or making some assumptions. And so for CPAs, reach out. I've got assessment tools, questionnaires, things that can make a real easy process of finding out what needs to be done.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of sales tax letters.
It is. And the other side of this is that there are a lot of companies that are paying more tax than they should on things they buy. So we've even do studies where we go in and recover taxes that companies have overpaid, not tax that they've collected from customers, but on things they buy that aren't taxable, that were taxed by their vendors, and we get refunds on that. So sales tax really runs both ways, manufacturers, healthcare services, and things like that.
And John, you and I were thinking the same thing on that. The government's not sending letters on that, are they?
The government's never seen any overpayment that they like, but they're out there.
No, I think folks need Ned to be proactive on that, because the government won't be, right? Terrific. Well, Ned, thanks for being with us. But as we conclude, for those that are interested in being in touch with you and learning more about your services, how do they get in touch?
Well, the best way is really from my website, and it's really full of a lot of information. And that website is www.salestaxstrategies.com, or give me a call at 770-985-9573. I've got clients all over the country, actually all over the globe. And, you know, this is, it's big business for the states, and they are looking for your clients.
Ned, that's great. Thanks for again for being with us. Ned Linhart from Interstate Tax Strategies. Now, we are in the North Point Executive Suites. I'm not sure that Stephen got that memo this morning, but Stephen, do you know where you are?
I do know where I am. I am at the North Point Executive Suites. Well played, John. Well played, Mr.
You like that?
Yes. And at North Point Executive Suites, whether you get here on time or you're slightly late, they will provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. They have flexible terms. They have technology-enhanced turnkey offices. You can enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Their parking is second to none. I got in here just a minute quicker than I could have because their parking is so great. You can visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
And they do have directions on the website, too.
They do.
By the way. So
they
do. Just, for
all right. Do I need to give the story of what happened?
Please
no,
don't.
No, it's too.
Please don't.
Because you get at least. So I guess let me ask this. How many more shots do I get? I mean, it's got to be.
How long is the show?
That depends on how well we do interviewing our last and final fantastic guest.
That's right. Now let's travel over to our next guest.
Oh,
can
well
we
done.
Do that?
Oh, boy.
You like
yeah,
that? Okay. Rich Gerber from Aladdin Travel Services is our next guest. Thanks for being with us, Rich.
Thank you, John. Thanks for inviting us and having the opportunity to share what we do.
Well, so we want to hear more about that. Tell us, you've got some big news about Aladdin Travel. Talk to us about that and what you do.
Well, the big news is that we have been in business 30 years. We have not lost a traveler, which is a very positive thing. My wife, Valerie, and I have taken over this business as of April of this year. She's been a travel agent consultant for 30 years. She invited me in to take over the business. I have earnestly jumped in along with my son and almost 12 other staff, take over what's been a very organized, profitable, successful travel business. We're probably one of the few brick and mortar businesses that remain as a result of what happened in the last 5 or 6 years economically. So we're proud to say that we provide a full range of services. Whatever your budget is, we pride ourselves on being creative. We have a full range of clients ranging from movies that we do out of Hollywood because Atlanta now has become a mecca for doing movies. We have athletes that we provide travel to, a number of corporations, and as well as our leisure piece. So we have the opportunity to sit with you and create an actual reality for your dream. Whether it's a family situation, an adventure, an eco tour, a wellness tour, a medical tour, a food tour, a beer and wine tour, you name it. We can accommodate just about anything that you want to do.
All that sounds great, Rich. But congratulations on 30 years in the business, because with all the changes that have occurred over the last 30 years in any industry, that's noteworthy.
Thank you.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room, right? So why, in the age of the internet, and why is it that it's advantageous to utilize a travel professional with a brick and mortar location?
It's interesting that you would ask that question.
I thought you'd like that.
The current situation with travel in the world, of course, is always a concern in terms of security, in terms of a Zika virus, moving into any kind of medical anomaly that may or may not cause you harm. We're very aware of that. But what we're finding in today's recent, I'd say, two-year period of time is a complete swing over from what was internet, where people feel like they could control dealing with their choices, to going to a live person who's been there. And we provide recourse that not only will we babysit all your reservations, but we'll make sure that if you have any issues, such as checking into a hotel and the hotel hasn't provided what you've paid for, we will intervene. We're also part of a large consortium called Travel Leaders, which has an $18 billion revenue that supports us. So we can leverage through our vendors things that that you can't do online. We can get special deals that you can't find online. We also have probably close to 200 years of seasoned experience in my staff that can deal with whether it's corporate, whether it's travel, and again, any type of travel. So we're very experienced. We sit down, we work with you, and we like to make you happy. Our dream is to fulfill your dream. And so the name Aladdin Travel, we like to convey as sort of a magic carpet ride, and that's where it begins.
We are speaking with Rich Gerber. He and his wife, Valerie, own Aladdin Travel Services, brick and mortar travel services located here in Alpharetta, but certainly can help people anywhere around the world. So let me ask this question, Rich. You talked about helping movie stars. You talked about helping athletes. And then when you talked about people going from just looking online to wanting to work with a travel agent, you talked about babysitting our reservations and things like that. The first thing that I would think, and I think a lot of people would think, is, well, how much more is this going to cost me? Where does the cost come from? What can people expect when it comes to using this enhanced service rather than just finding the cheapest one online?
Well, unlike most of the internet web-based travel agencies, businesses, they build in a price. We don't do that. Our service is free. We're more concerned with providing you with good quality travel, with value-enhanced situations based on who we know, the world-class vendors that we have relationships with. As most folks probably realize or know, that the airlines have significantly cut back on their commission structure way back to the 80s. So the only fee that we would charge would be, and it's usually in a corporate situation, is a fee to book an airline reservation, be it domestic or international. But beyond that, we have no built-in fees. Our commissions are our sole source of revenue. But our goal is to provide the best opportunity and value to you.
And that's where it is. So the level of service that you guys are providing, to compare that to doing everything on my own and finding quote unquote the cheapest price, you're going to get so much more if they work with you guys, and anything you guys are make are included in the price of you know, whatever it is you guys are doing. So let me then ask this. Again, I'm a small business owner. I'm Mr. Average Citizen, and I'm hearing that you work with movie stars and you work with corporations, and that's great. What are the biggest sweet spots for you when it comes to the average traveler? Is it cruises? Is it certain locations? What are some of your sweet spots that the person who's looking for? I heard Trey yell when you mentioned, you know, beer festivals and beer tours. But so what are some of those? What are some of those specialty trips that almost anybody can take if they'll use your services?
It's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. I think the heart of our business really focuses on the leisure travel, even though corporate itself has a huge volume. But the family-related travel, the family-based travel, group travel, that's where the focus is. And in terms of the venues that, as you allude to, a sweet spot, I think because of our relationships with these premier vendors, whether it be AMA Waterways or Viking Cruises or any of the Cunard lines, Holland America, Royal Caribbean, family cruises are probably the biggest seller that we have. And because of our relationship with the vendors, the regional reps that represent those companies, we're able to do things that online web-based operations can't really do. We have inside track information in terms of amenities and pricing that you won't find on a web. And we take away all the stress and work of having to research all that. We do all that. We have the experience of having been to most places. Obviously, you can't be to every place, but what we lack perhaps in not being at a particular location, we make up by knowing the vendors and the properties that are involved with the location that you're looking at. And we can create some very, very good deals.
So I appreciate you answering that question, and then I'm going to do a favor and definitely not shortchange you. So the average family looking to do a cruise, the average family trying to help navigate airline tickets and resort places and all that kind of stuff, you guys have the relationships that can help with that. But I'll go back to what you said, and that is creating a reality for someone's dream. So because of the scope of all the things you do, anybody who's listening, if they have a dream, they should bring it to you, and you can help them make that a reality.
Absolutely. I think the most fun that anybody can have is planning a vacation to do an adventure that you've never done and take the worry out of it, make it a reasonable priced, budget-related value that you can afford, and no trip is too small. But what we do is we take even the smallest trip and make it the most exciting thing that you could imagine. And that's what travel's all about today. There's so many different places to go to, and there should never be a phobia about traveling. We won't put anybody in a situation. And in fact, we have a mechanism in place that should you run into a situation, we can move you quickly from that location to another. So we try to cover all bases. We have an incredible array of insurance policies that should a medical issue arise, that we can take care of that, move you from a location to the appropriate medical care without compromising the integrity of whatever your situation is. We are a full range. We've had the experience. Like I said, we've been in business 30 years. Come to us. We'd love to see you and talk to you.
That's great, Rich. And our listeners should know that Stephen booked his travel here this morning on the internet. If he had dealt with Aladdin, he would have been here on time. But
that was well played.
You like that?
I like that. That was good.
Good. Well, before we let Rich go, though.
Never let that happen again, John. I'm sorry.
Before we let Rich go, though, Rich, why don't you tell folks how they can be in touch with Aladdin if they're interested in your services?
That'd be my pleasure. We are located in downtown in the heart of Alpharetta, and the address is 294 North Main Street. Our phone number is 770-475-1511. And let me add that we have a 24/7 service operation that wherever you are in the world, you can get in touch with us, and we can provide follow-up 24/7. So that's something that a lot of agencies can't do online that we certainly can provide you. The website is www.aladdin.com. Aladdin, two D's, travelservices.com. And we look forward to hearing from you. Let me add that my sales and marketing director, Adam Gerber, please email him directly at adam.g@aladdintravelservices.com. And thank you.
Rich, thank you very much.
Hang on, John. Aladdin Travel Services.com.
Yes.
Just getting it. Two D's. Yes. I got it.
Good, good. Yeah, Adam will get with you after the show. So
takes me a little while.
Right, right.
To get straight. But yeah. Once I do, all right.
Exactly. So a couple of items that we need to take care of, though, before we get Stephen
on the road again
yeah. And get his travel situation worked out. We've got some great signage here in the studio, don't we?
You know, good signage will always cause you to stop and look, and that can make you to be late. But if it's a really good sign, it might be worth it. Apex Signs and Graphics provides unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide, as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties. Who knows? It might have been their signs that were slowing me down. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com.
Stephen, thank you. And thanks again to our guests for joining us today. We've had Jordan Formby and Mark Tomlinson of Fairtech, Ned Linhart of Interstate Tax Strategies, and Rich Gerber of Aladdin Travel Services. We have also been enjoying some Express Burger Mediterranean Grill, and we're looking forward to drawing this show to a close and finishing that off. Right, Stephen?
And you know what I love? If any of our listeners missed at least one of the interviews, maybe they were running late, they can always go back and listen online. Can you help people figure out how to do that, John?
I can tell them all about that, because we aim to please. So just a reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30 a.m.
What time is that?
11:30 a.m.
I'll put that in my calendar.
And if you miss any of our live shows, if you're not
Stephen
Julian,
that could never happen.
You can find us on iTunes or online at northfulton.businessradiox.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook at North Fulton BRX. So, Stephen, any final thoughts?
You know, John, when I have subbed in before, you've always said what a pleasure and what an honor it is, and you're so grateful to have me in the studio. I'm glad we've said that before, because I doubt you'll say it today.
I'm just glad to have you here, my friend. So, no, it's always great to be with you, pal. We always have fun.
We do, and I apologize. And always a pleasure to be on the air with you. I hope I get to do it again.
No, hopefully you will.
And I'll be on time next time.
Yeah, I'd be on time, right? But you're more in trouble with Trey than me. So for our producer, Trey.
What am I ever not in trouble with Trey?
You're
Sorry.
Always in trouble with our producer, true. Trey Odom, who is trying to keep us straight. And for Stephen Julian, I am John Ray. Please join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.